from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Yep.
Well, as of Thursday afternoon, firefighters were still battling that huge mulch fire that's burning in Detroit. Crews were there on the scene at the Detroit Mulch Company, and they said they were going to be there until the fire was fully extinguished. If you're unaware, there was large stacks of mulch that caught fire on Monday, basically engulfing the immediate area in this huge cloud of smoke. Investigators still haven't determined what caused the fire, so it's still under investigation. The owners of the company, they have obviously closed down the company for the time being, but they say they are ready to reopen as soon as it is safe to do so. Listen to this. Unfortunately, a 77-year-old Huntington Woods woman was killed after being in a bicycle and carriage crash on Mackinac Island. Happened right there on Main Street on Wednesday afternoon. The woman suffered serious injuries in the crash. Obviously, they were headed in opposite direction. She was going eastbound. They were going westbound. And they just, a crash occurred. She was transported to a hospital in Petoskey, but she passed away from her injuries. Police say they are going to continue to investigate the incident. Ah, tragic.
That's unbelievable.
I can't imagine witnessing that. I know there's been a story about a horse that has kind of lost control, but never that I remember a death on the island with that.
No,
but,
not a head-on collision.
No. Police are searching for a man who allegedly asked a 12-year-old boy at Boardman Park in Taylor to expose himself, telling the boy that he would do the same. This guy was only wearing underwear at the time. Basically completely naked walking through this park where kids are playing.
Sick.
Taylor police say the incident happened around 7:30 p.m. on Monday at the park. He's described as a white, heavyset male in his 60s, 5'8", with short, light-colored hair. They say he approached this boy. He was there playing with his friends, but he was left alone for a short period of time. Thankfully, nothing happened. Nothing physical happened. The boy was able to get away, obviously reported the incident to police, but the man also got away. So police are still looking for him. He was last seen riding around on a gray bike. They say, hey, if you notice him or something suspicious, make sure you call the police. A passenger was arrested at an Australian airport on Thursday after he busted out of the plane's emergency exit, walked along the wing, then climbed down the jet engine to the tarmac. So the plane was parked at the terminal gate when the man, I guess, basically escaped. Airline officials say that the slides were deployed, but instead of sliding down the slide, this guy decided to, walk down the wing, climb down, basically. Other passengers say he was acting very strange leading up to this period of this moment. He demanded alcohol. He wasn't able to get it. He was vaping. He was kind of freaking out when he ran to the exit row and opened the door. He was arrested and also taken to the hospital for evaluation because something was going on. The pommel horse guy from the Paris Olympics, Steven Nedorasik from the Team USA, he is now the first person to join season 33 of Dancing with the Stars. There you go. He's also going to be the first male gymnast to ever compete on the show, and he's kind of excited about that. He's excited to bring some gymnastics, maybe some backflips, handstands to the show. He wants to have some fun with it. Also, they say the full cast will be announced September 4th on Good Morning America. There is some rumored contestants that include Jason Kelsey, Golden Bachelor Gary Turner, David Orr, Victoria Beckham, Kelly Ripa. So we'll have to wait and see who else will be joining.
I would love to see Jason Kelsey do it, especially only 1 year removed from playing, because, I mean, you could say whatever you want about offensive linemen, but I think the footwork would be very similar, and he is so – he's lost some weight.
Yeah.
He is, you know, not far removed from being a professional athlete. I think he would do really well.
I think a gymnast would do really well. The body control?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
Toss him up and have fun.
Sure, I guess. You mentioned Kelsey. We had Travis Kelsey.
Spin him in the air, flip him around.
We had a Travis Kelsey story in the news yesterday. Jason Kelsey getting a mention here. I don't think we've reached the saturation point with them. I still want more of the Kelsey brothers.
They're entertaining. And if it wasn't always something new, if it was always the same thing, I think you would get just completely exhausted with them. And I know there are some people that have reached that point.
I'm not there yet.
They're entertaining.
And that's Heather with the news.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.